Welcome to Legal Talk with Attorney Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law. Auto accidents, DUIs, slip and falls, each one can change your life. But the trial-tested, trial-ready attorneys at Flesh and Beck Law relieve your legal burden. Whether you need to heal from an injury or protect your future in a criminal matter, the legal team at Flesh and Beck Law is prepared to defend your rights. Now, here's Legal Talk with your host, Scott Whatley, and attorney Kevin Flesh.
Welcome to Legal Talk. My name is Scott Whatley, and we want to thank you for being with us. Our show is brought to you by the law firm of Flesh and Beck. Their number, 303-806-8886. Always good to have attorney Kevin Flesh in studio with us. Mr. Flesh, what's happening?
Man, Scott, with this weather the last couple of weeks, I'm about ready to build an ark.
It's
awesome.
We got a lot of hail out on Highlands
Ranch. Yeah.
But then I heard, you know, like Englewood, some areas, you know, didn't get any. It's weird how that happens,
it
too.
It is weird, yeah. And Cherry Creek Reservoir is, you know, the road's out between the two boat ramps. And
yeah.
We always need the water, and this is a really nice change from the last decade of, say, mm-hmm. of drought. So hopefully we continue.
Yeah.
We'll just have to wait and see.
It has greened up the lawn.
Sure has. Yeah, creates sure. a lot of dead grass later in the summer if we don't continue to have rain for nice forest fires and things.
I know, absolutely.
That's the way it goes.
Well, once again, our show is brought to you by Flesh and Beck Law. And as always, Kevin has been our really exclusive attorney since we started Haystack back in 2009. So I'm telling you, he's a guy we trust and you can trust as well. It's always a free initial consult on any legal matter. We may be talking about specific legal matters from show to show, but with any legal matter, it's always a free initial consultation. So, Kevin, before we get into our topic today, I was going to ask you, just, you've been doing this a long time, man. You've done bazillion cases, all right? But sometimes I would assume there's just some repeated mistakes that clients make after having an accident. And we have our top 10 list, and we go through all the different things, you know, every few months to help remind people. But what are just some of the things that, you know, you look back over these last few years even, that you said, man, these top two or three things here just hurt us?
Yeah, the biggest one generally is folks that either don't treat quickly enough after the incident, or they have gaps in their medical treatment. And so the doctors may suggest to you, you know, especially in soft tissue injuries, the chiropractors a lot of times, or other physical therapists, those sorts of things, will want to see you a couple times a week. And people will start off really good, and then they'll sort of trail off, and then they'll, you know, they'll have a week or two or 3 week gaps in between those sorts of treatments. And the insurance companies love to talk about, I just had one yesterday, in fact, that the claims adjuster was like, well, you know, it's soft tissue to begin with, and then they didn't really treat on a regular basis, and there were more gaps than there was treatment. And they go through and say, yeah, we know that the medical bills are X, but, you know, is it really that, because they didn't do it consistently? So is there really value in that? And they try to do everything they can to minimize the claim and mm-hmm. what the doctors have done based upon the lack of regular treatment by the patient. And those are frustrating things. And then the other one is people, you know, I would say at least half of the population has a positive outlook on life when they get into one of these accidents. They're not feeling well, you know, especially your normal rear ender or something like that, where they haven't had to immediately go to an emergency room. And so somebody spends, you know, a week, 10 days thinking that their injuries are going to go away. And then they finally get treatment. And it gives, the insurance company yeah. the opportunity to say, well, were you really hurt in this incident, or was it something else that happened between the incident and then when you went to the doctor? And then they really scrutinize, in those sorts of cases, what you say to the treatment providers in the way of what the mechanism of the injury was. And sometimes people aren't real clear about what took place.
Right.
So I'll give you an example, especially in the premises liability side of the equation. So you have a fall, and you don't immediately say something to the owner of the real property, you know, the manager or whoever that you tell them that you fell. and maybe you go to the doctor 10 days later. And when you talk to the doctor, you're like, yeah, I just wasn't feeling well. And then I was, you know, making dinner and something happened to my back. It's all related to that fall.
Sure.
But when you say that sort of information in your initial consult with the doctors, they're going to use that information and say, well, it was something at home. It had nothing to do with our fall. And so it's those sorts of things when people either take their time in getting treatment or their treatment is delayed and then they're not very precise about what exactly they say. Most people are like, well, I really wasn't thinking about it at that time to make a claim. And so they're like, well, I didn't really think about that, so this would be used against me. And
right.
That's where people really have to consider what exactly is going on, because those things are used against them later.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we always talk about the recorded statements and why those are such a critical part of us being involved at that stage. You don't want to do those things without talking to an attorney,
right,
and being
right.
Fully advised before doing those things. Because you can make statements offhandedly that you think won't be a big deal that they really try to use against you later on.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the insurance companies are always cynics about claims, because that's how they make their money, right? They take in money to pay claims, and then they try to minimize the claims that they pay so that the difference in their investments makes them profit. And they have specific ways of doing that, and people have a tendency to fall into traps that they sort of lay for them relating
sure.
to those things. So
right.
those are the big things that I see. And then I think the third thing is another things that there's so many opportunities for people that are uninsured in the way of health insurance
mm-hmm.
to get treatment these days that they won't have to necessarily be out of pocket initially. And so a lot of people don't treat because they're like, well, I just don't have the money to do it. But that's where after an accident or an incident, you can contact us even if you're not insured. And we have lots of resources for folks to get that treatment, because the biggest thing for us and for me when I'm representing somebody is to get people well.
Right.
We can deal with the monetary aspect of it later, but to start that treatment and get people better faster and to get them back really on the road to recovery so that they can get their lives back is a really important part of what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we want to get involved in these cases so early, because that's also documenting injuries that you have. Because if you don't treat, you can't document anything. A claims adjuster is not going to believe you when you say that you have these injuries, but
right.
you don't get medical treatment.
Right.
And so that's what people have to think about, is you've got to build these cases from the beginning, lay that foundation relating to the medical, so that you can explain how you're feeling because of those injuries. But
mm-hmm.
you've got to really make sure that you've got those corroborated through medical treatment.
Sure. And, you know, a lot of times, especially with the low-impact kind of cases and you get rear-ended, you know, you don't feel anything those first, you know, few days
yeah.
or immediately after. But it sounds like what you're saying, you know what, you're better off to go right then and get checked out. That establishes a point right there then
yes.
that you got treatment.
Correct.
And then if it's maybe 2 or 3 days, when it will change,
yep.
I promise
it,
you.
It always does, yep.
yep.
Especially in the whiplash.
You go back, and then you're
yep.
on a much better path.
Yep. You are, and especially you want that documentation from a medical doctor. You want that urgent care or that emergency room care so that they've gone through all of your systems. You document it well in what took place. You're able to say, well, because that's the other thing, is that insurance companies will always say, let's say you wait 3 days or 4 days mm-hmm. to go to your primary care physician. Well, then it doesn't look like it's emergent care at that point, too. So they get the argument of, well, it really wasn't that big of a deal. You waited. I mean, if it was a big deal, you would have gone right away. You would have documented it. And it's not embellishing anything to do that. What you're doing is you're making sure that the insurance company down the road understands that you took this claim seriously
mm-hmm.
and that you're documenting what took place. And so in all of these situations, if you have any sort of injury at the time of the impact, you'll want to go get that treated, because it is going to get worse. There's lots of studies out there relating
yeah.
to how your body reacts to car accidents in particular, and how It's really the second into the third day after the incident is when your body really starts. And what it does is your muscles are now trying to move, let's say, the spinal cord back the way it should have been in a healthy manner, or other muscle groups that are trying to do things to really try to help itself, mm-hmm. That cause you the real pain and agony, that's when you're really going to need those treatments. And so you might as well start that sooner than later. And it's going to help you long term so that you're not waiting on sort of chronic injuries down the road.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Once again, you're listening to Legal Talk with Attorney Kevin Flesch. His number, 303-806-8886. You know, I mentioned at the beginning of the show, it's always a free initial consult. And let's talk about that a minute, why that personal meeting. And when I say personal, yeah, I think we both love face-to-face conversations, but, you know, nowadays, you know, you never know. People just want to do it by phone or Zoom or whatever the case may be. But let's just take that initial consultation. Why is that so important?
Yeah. So, first of all, relating to the initial consultation and what people are comfortable with these days, I am doing the majority of our initial consultations electronically. Phone, Zoom, however anyone wants to meet. I'm happy to meet with people in person, both at our offices or at their homes or in the hospital. We do those all the time. And I really enjoy those meetings because then I get to meet the people in person, get a sense of what they're like, mm-hmm. And what they're going to be like as witnesses and really have a good conversation with them. I think that's probably the most advantageous for most folks. But in today's world, people are very comfortable with, the electronic meeting. And especially because we have a presence social media-wise and they listen, you know, especially if it's a referral from the radio or from other things that we do in the way of marketing. People know us, and so they know our office and respect what we do. And so they don't necessarily need to have a one-on-one meeting. But I think it's really important when people make their final buying decision relating to attorneys,
right,
and relating to who they're going to retain regarding the law firm that they're going to hire, that they go, they meet with the attorney, they meet with their staff, they make sure that they understand what it is. Because I think you gain a lot of information relating to what you can expect in the way of professionalism if you meet the person in person, mm-hmm. and you get a sense of what they're like and how they react in a room. Because that's also something you've got to consider is, am I going to have to go to trial in this case? And is this person going to be able to try the case and have a good presence in front of the jury and things like that? And I think that's really important, too, for people to consider. And many firms, especially the firms that, you know, do a lot of TV advertising and other things, you won't meet with the lawyers. And so we have an advantage in that regard because you're going to actually be able to meet the person that's going to try the case. And I think if I were in the client's shoes, that I would want to make sure that I understand what it is and who it is that's going to be taking care of my case for the duration of it when I make that decision. And so those are the sorts of really important questions that you can only really do in person.
Right.
But secondarily, we do a lot of this work virtually. And you know what? It's almost as good. The Zoom meetings are really helpful, too, because it's nice. It's convenient. People can do it whenever it's convenient for them. I take meetings all the times electronically, basically Monday through Friday on weekends. I mean, whatever is convenient for the client, because I really want to help them and make sure that they get good representation as quickly as possible. Because that's the other thing, that you don't want to delay these sorts of things.
Sure.
Because as we talked at the beginning of the segment, you know, you want to make sure that you understand what things you have to be concerned about relating to your claim, medical expenses, you know, what's going on with who's paying all your medical, how is that going to transpire, what are the things that you have to worry about with regard to subrogation or med pay. And there's just so many questions that people have, especially in complex, more serious matters with regard to injuries, that you want to have that interaction and have that professional experience early on in the process. You just do. Folks that I see it way too often, that people believe based upon getting on Google or getting on the internet and doing some searches that they understand the process and they understand what they can do or not do. And most of the time they miss steps and they miss certain things that really could make a difference in their claims.
Yeah.
And so it's best to have these conversations right away.
All right. You mentioned clients you get in the radio, so I don't know. I didn't ask you this off air, so I'll ask you on here. Yeah. But do you find when people come to you, you know, from whether it be with John or my show, whatever,
sure.
or our show, Sportsman of Colorado, whatever, do you find like that comfortability is almost already there?
Completely.
That barrier is broken because they've heard you so long.
Yeah, so long and so much that I'm just part of the neighborhood, that I'm part of the radio lexicon for KLZ. Completely agree that they understand what we're about. Mm-hmm. They understand what I'm about. They come into the office. I'm the same person as the office as I am on air. It's really nice because we have conversations about, you know, other shows, what we do on Sportsman, and it's in the metro area where there's so many people, mm-hmm. it's so nice to have people that come to us, and it's a reflection of their sort of beliefs as well, that there's some commonality there, and which is great because I'm never dealing with a situation where a person comes in with a hangnail and an injury and expects $1 million.
Right.
I mean, it's just good people that need help, and those are the cases that we love to deal with, mm-hmm. because they're going to be good witnesses, they're going to be likable people, it's a really positive experience for everybody.
Yeah. And you know what that means too? That means, I think, two things happen, and I tell these people when I'm talking about doing advertising. When people come see you, they did that for two reasons. One, they felt like they liked you,
yep.
just on the radio
yep.
and how you sounded. And two, they trusted you.
Yeah.
And if you've got those two things going for you, if you can help them,
right.
it's a done deal pretty much.
Completely, yeah, completely agree. And the likability is one of those things where I don't know. You know, in today's environment, with regard to the amount of advertising that's out there for personal injury lawyers in particular, there's so many of us out there clamoring to help people with their cases, that the individual that goes out and does the appropriate work in trying to interview different folks and making that decision, I think it's going to come down to those two things, right?
Mm-hmm.
That you have to like the person that's going to represent you, and you have to trust them. Because I get more calls on a regular basis relating to people that want to switch from one law firm to ours because they don't trust the lawyer that they're with right now, or they don't trust the firm because they haven't actually met the lawyer, or they're not responding to them, or they just don't feel like they're getting the sort of service that they need.
Right.
Those sorts of complaints. Or it's close to the settlement and they want to know, well, what do you think the value of the case is? And then we have a conversation about that. And I've been in the market long enough that I know most of the lawyers that do the same sort of work that we do, and I know their personalities. And
yeah.
So, you know, when somebody calls, I think they immediately want me to badmouth the other firm, and generally I don't do that because I don't know what's gone on, and I need to understand why the potential client is upset, you know, because it could be that their expectations are so out of line with what their case is worth,
right.
Then I don't know if I'll ever meet their expectations.
That goes back, I think, to not meeting with the attorney.
Yeah.
You're sitting with just a staff member. They
yep.
didn't set that person's expectations or fill them in enough, and that's where that problem comes in, I think.
Yeah, and then sometimes I just settled a case actually for a listener. He was with another firm, and he was coming up on the statute of limitations. And literally the day before the statute of limitations was to run, he came to my office. And and he's with another law firm. I mean, the other law firm should be filing a lawsuit that day, or be, I would hope, 30 days in advance, because
right.
that's what we normally do. We don't wait till the day before the statute of limitations is run. But they hadn't done anything. And then he put me in a sort of a spot, and I'm like, well, I want to help you, but we need to do it today. I'm not going to wait till tomorrow, because that's the date, that's the
sure.
final drop dead. So we filed the case, and I got a call yesterday, so that was 45 days ago. I got a call from the lawyer that's representing the insurance company on this particular case. And in the interim, we had put together a demand and sent the demand with some additional records that the other firm didn't have. And they tendered their limits and said, well, the work that you did really made a difference with my claim rep. And so there was an example of, you know, he just hadn't been communicating with that other mm-hmm. firm for some reason, and they were about to drop the ball. So it was going to become not just a personal injury case, but probably a legal malpractice case. And so it was one of those situations where I was like, why? So that other firm just has enough files, evidently, that they were going to just drop this one and forget about it and then potentially have a claim against themselves. And it's those sorts of things that's right. Why it's important when you talk to a firm that you're talking to a lawyer, and they ask, because most experienced attorneys that have done trials and have done these sorts of claims, there's sort of 25 questions that I have for people that call to find out exactly what's going on, especially in those instances where they're already represented by someone. And I then want to understand, okay, well, what is the crux of your dispute with your current lawyer, and what is it that you're having problems with, and who is it? I get folks that sometimes they're like, well, I don't want to tell you who it is. I'm like, and I explain to them why it is that I want to know, because there are certain lawyers in town that I just know they're just difficult to deal with. Mm-hmm. You know, clients, adjusters, everybody says they're just difficult. And so if they immediately say that person, I'm like, oh, well, of course you're wanting to find somebody else because they're difficult to deal with. And so I get that. It's also when I get the person that, you know, I may be friends with another lawyer that does the same sort of work, and they say that person's name, and then I'm like, okay, well, what's going on? You know,
and that's odd.
Yeah, that I don't expect that sort right. of response. And so then I want to know what it is that's going on, because maybe it's a client problem versus the lawyer problem. And we can deal with that, too, mm-hmm. But I need to understand. We just settled, my partner settled a claim for a woman that had been through 5 different lawyers before coming to us.
Wow.
Yeah. And was in the midst of a lawsuit, was near trial. The lawyers, her last lawyers, were withdrawing about 45 days before the trial date. And Lori talked with her, kind of got a sense of what it is that she wanted, the client wanted to do. And said, well, this is what I think I can do to resolve the claims. We're not going to try the case because it just wasn't a very good case to try. And we gave that extra effort to resolve the cases prior to trial, rather than just saying, no, we're not going to do it because we just don't like to do that and we want to add value. And she got them resolved. And so it's those sorts of situations that I love the initial consultation with folks over the phone, and they're like, well, I've talked to 3 different lawyers and they all say that I don't have a claim. So I don't know if you're probably going to say the same thing. And I'm like, well, you never know. because, you know, sometimes, for example, when people talk to me about their claim and they say, well, I got cited, I'm the one that they say caused the accident. But then we talk about what it is that happened. If I think factually we can beat the charge relating mm-hmm. to the criminal case, and then I can use that evidence to make a claim in the civil case, I'm not afraid of those situations.
Right.
Where a lot of lawyers are, they're like,
once they hear you were cited,
yeah, they're done. They're out. Yeah, they're like, nope, sorry, we're out. Mm-hmm. But they really need to get to the facts of the case, because I've had a number of cases over the last 20 years, more than 10, where I listen to the facts and I'm like, boy, it sounds like the officer just got it wrong. And there's a third party witness that will corroborate what you're saying. I'm like, I feel good about that. And let's go after him. And then I can sometimes, half of those cases will go to final hearing in the traffic case, and I get exactly the evidence that I need to prove that they weren't at fault. And so those cases are fun because you really have made a difference in that person's life. And those cases resolve. And they resolve generally in pretty good resolution through either settlement. They normally don't go to trial because I've already set it up for what's happened and what everybody's going to say. It's really nice for me to get a transcript of that proceeding and be able to give the transcript then to a claim rep and say, this is what your insured has said already under oath.
Right.
And it basically admitted fault. So you need to reconsider mm-hmm. what you're doing. And those sorts of things are not the norm, mm-hmm. but there's certainly situations where when the person says to me, oh, you probably won't take it. Well, I'm like, why did you make a phone call then? You know, why do you automatically presume I'm not? Don't be so negative. you know. Let's talk our way through it. That's why we have free consultations, right. So that we can talk our way through it so that I can get a sense. And I've been doing it long enough that even some of the crazy cases that mm-hmm. factually you're like, what? What really happened? You're saying, you know, we had one this week where this person is a person that is cleaning a house cleaner, and for some reason, in this particular kitchen, they have a trap door to get into, like, a basement area. And it's a pretty good-sized door. It's, like, 2.5 by 2.5 square. And for whatever reason, she's cleaning up, and that... It's basically a square that they took out of the floor, and it just drops in. And she wasn't paying attention, and she fell into it. And we're starting to have the conversation, well, could you have seen it? Should you have seen it? Why did they leave it completely open if they knew you were going to be there? You know, sort of a premises liability, dangerous condition, sort of. And so it's those sorts of things where initially you're like, well, she should have seen where she was going. Well, you wouldn't expect it.
Yeah,
almost a 3-foot hole in a kitchen.
Right.
So it's those sorts of things. I mean, you just never know. There's all kinds of different fact patterns, and every case is different. I mean, when people suggest to us, well, this is what my buddy got for this sort of case, and I think it's similar, so I should get the same amount of money. You can't really analyze it that way. That's where, you know, you really need to think about it, determine what the witnesses are going to be like, and all of those things before you can value a case. And it just takes time in developing. And sort of the things that you're doing early on are so advantageous when done right in determining value.
Yeah. And I think last couple of minutes here, but I think, too, with that consultation is, you know, every firm has their philosophy of the way they do business.
Yeah.
Okay. And they're... We could probably line 10 guys, and there's 10 different philosophies, so to speak.
Yep.
So with that face-to-face, I think that gives you a chance to figure out, again, you're going, hey, well, what happens if we don't win? Well, we'll go to court.
Yeah,
right?
I mean.
And half the firms may not even say that's an option.
Yep. No, they completely agree. So last example that I had recently, we had a client that was at another firm, significant injuries, but there were some causations because she had some pre-existing conditions and things. And so the other firm had made a demand to the insurance company, and it was a $500,000 policy. They had been offered $76,000, and they were advising her to take the money, and that's probably a good resolution. So she came to me, and it was exactly that sort of situation. I looked at it, and I said, I think that we can get a lot more out of this case, and I think that the value is such that it might be worth you switching firms. So she did. And so we did a bunch of work getting some additional independent medical examinations and some other things to document what exactly has happened. We completed the demand for her within the last 45 days. And 2 weeks ago, the insurance company that had the $500,000 limits tendered those limits after our demand. So that firm that told her, oh, you should take the $76,000 was off by $430,000 in their valuation of it.
And that's a miss.
Yeah, it's a miss.
Yeah, that's a
complete miss. And we were a little bit surprised by the insurance company and what they did, but you never know. These insurance companies sometimes... they look at them and they say, well, they knew that we would litigate it. They knew that we probably would win it. And if they didn't tender the limits, we may be asking for more than limits. And so they did the right thing and they tendered.
Wow.
And so that client was extremely happy.
Yeah.
So
it is Flesh and Beck Law, 303-806-8886. As Kevin said, hey, maybe you've been trying to handle an accident on your own. Maybe you're with the firm and you're not happy. And, hey, we're not here to just try and say, hey, leave your lawyer and come to Kevin. Not that. But if you're not getting the service that you think you need, and you want to give Kevin a call, give him a call, 303-806-8886. So, Kevin, we'll look forward to our show next week.
Thank you.
Thanks for being with us today for Legal Talk. Have a great day.
Call now for a free consultation with Flesh and Beck Law, 303-806-8886, 303-806-8886, or visit fleshlawfirm.com. That's FLESCH, fleshlawfirm.com. A proven team dedicated to your legal needs.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.
With everyone wanting more of your money, from eggs to gas to taxes, how do you keep more of what you've earned? Call 720-895-0500, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we can show you how to pay less interest on your home, have access to your equity for 30 years, and be prepared for unexpected expenses or emergencies. The market has changed. You now have more buying authority, whether you want to purchase with a rate in the threes on a 3-2-1 buy down, or refinance and pay less interest to own your home faster with the Asset Manager Mortgage. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500, where we've been serving Coloradans for over 20 years. Government agencies continue to raise the cost of financing, whether to purchase or refinance. Let us show you how not to pay these increased fees with loan programs designed to pay less interest and put you in control of your equity. If you want to purchase a home with the rates in the threes, or you want to have access to your equity, call Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. In these difficult times, you can still save. 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. And MLS 298-191, regulated by DORA.
Zip around the neighborhood, commute to work, or ride the trails on an e-bike. Hi, I'm Randy Carancy, founder of eBike of Colorado. E-bikes are electric bikes that are fun and easy to ride. Pedal Assist technology flattens the steepest hills. At eBike of Colorado, we have 14 major brands to choose from, and our expert staff will find you the perfect bike. Just try it. Take a free test ride at eBike of Colorado in downtown Louisville next to the historic grain elevator. Open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Learn more at ebikeofcolorado.com. Just try it.
You're listening to AM 560 KLZ, your home station.
This is Haystack Health Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Well, it is great to have our good friend Alan Stack back in studio with us. Stack Optical. Even on my notes, Alan, I printed this way bigger. Since 1968.
That's all a right? long time, yep.
And they are located in the Villa Monaco Shopping Center at 2233 South Monaco Parkway. And easy to find, free, very convenient parking, and handle all of your eyewear needs. Alan, good to see you, man.
It's
How
good
you
to
been?
See you. I'm doing all right. Doing all right.
Life's crazy, isn't it?
It is.
And just
is.
Every facet of our life for most of us. Something is always going on.
Yep.
For sure. Yeah. Well, man, let's reflect a little bit. Mm-hmm. From 1968, did you ever dream you would be running Stack Optical in 2023?
No. No. But the business has been through a lot of changes over the years. Yeah. To keep us competitive.
Yeah, absolutely. And folks, I'm telling you, there's a lot of things we can trust things to, maybe your car, different things. A tailor, hey, you want to get a suit hemmed or whatever. But man, when you want to trust your eyes, the only two you've got to someone, why in the world would you go to a place that you have no idea of their medical background or what they know, understand, or they just kind of taking different measurements or whatever and eye exams and having you read some letters and don't really know what's going on? Here's the place you need to go, Stack Optical, since 1968. And I get all my eye exams there. And Alan has been taking great care of Victoria and I for a number of years now, and friends and, of course, listeners to the show as well. But Alan, let's start with the eye exam. I think people through this whole COVID mess, people are hopefully wanting to take better care of themselves. And man, I can't think of any better place to start than take care of your eyes.
Exactly. And, we've got a great optometrist. He's been with us for many, many years. And he's been in the industry over 40 years. And he's still charges only $69 for his eye exam.
I feel bad sometimes. I feel like, dude, I should give you like $150. You just spend an hour with me.
And that's the thing. He takes as long as it takes. Mm-hmm. If you have a lot of questions, he's going to sit there and take the time.
Sure.
Sometimes it gets a little frustrating in the office. We get a little bit behind. But he takes the time that's mm-hmm. needed. And it's so important in that eye exam because he can pick up stuff early. And if he sees something unusual in there, boom, he refers out.
Right.
Let's get this taken care of. Because a lot of problems, if they catch it right away, it isn't a big problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's the ones that have been going on for years, and it becomes a problem that they can't correct.
Right.
So that's why those yearly eye exams are so important.
Yeah. And, it seems like over the last 10, 15, 20 years ago, it seems like everybody was getting eye surgeries. And I'm not saying it's still not happening, but I don't hear as many people doing that now. I think a lot of people are afraid of those. And I think, personally, I'll say it rightfully so, because once you operate on an eye, dude,
that's it.
There's no going back, right?
Well, they go and say, well, I'm going to have an enhancement done. Well, how many times are you going to cut on that cornea, you know?
That scares me.
So, And, you know, LASIK's got its place, you know, and, with cataract surgery and that kind of stuff now. And there's a lot more options besides just LASIK. And that's stuff you can talk to about with the doc.
Right. I mean, how you look at the cataract surgery, and I'm starting to get into that age probably, yep. We'll be hearing about it.
Right.
But at what age does that usually hit people, first of all?
Well, you know, you can have juvenile cataracts.
Oh, really?
You know,
okay.
You know, but typically, you know, you're in your 50s and 60s. They start looking at them. You know, you get in your 70s and 80s, we see a lot of it.
And is that, what is that? We always say cataracts. What is it?
It's the crystalline lens. It's the lens inside the eye, behind the cornea, right behind the pupil.
Okay.
That lens is what we use to focus with. Over time, that starts to get hard. That's why, you know, as we get older, we can't read because it's not as pliable as it once was. It also starts to get cloudy. And when it gets cloudy, that's a cataract. Pretty soon it gets too cloudy, we can't see through it. Time to remove it.
I know.
And then you get a nice, fresh, clear one in there.
So yeah. Well, that's pretty cool. Alan Stack is our guest, Stack Optical. Once again, they're located 2233 South Monaco Parkway. I want to talk a little bit. You know, we're in this online world. I think, again, a lot of people, you know, even went quit going shopping and doing things during all the COVID and all the pandemic and all. And I know Amazon and UPS is at our door every day. Victoria, I'm like, what do these guys bring in every day? Everybody's shopping online, you know?
Right.
But you know what? Glasses, to me, are not the place to put your trust in for glasses online.
Well, who are you going to ask the questions? What's best for me? You know, with my situation and working on the computers and playing golf or hunting and that kind of stuff, what would be the best lens for me?
Right.
How's that computer going to answer all that for you?
Well, you know, I was looking at something today and it said, you can Google this. This isn't from Alan. This isn't from me. And I typed this in. Reasons not to buy glasses online. And here's what it said. Some experts say it's like trying to cut your own hair. Hey, have you ever tried that? It may be difficult to return the glasses, and a large study found about half the online glasses had the wrong prescriptions or other problems. An incorrect prescription may give you blurred vision or make your eyes feel uncomfortable.
That's right.
I mean, and who's got the time to, okay, now are they going to pay the shipping back? Am I going to pay the shipping back? And then you've always talked about this. Even if that part's correct, if they don't fit.
Yeah, you can't put fit into a frame that doesn't fit, you know, and they send you all these frames. Well, you try them on. What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know how that's going to work for you? You know, you don't know how that's supposed to fit on the bridge. How is that supposed to fit behind the ear? You know, that's what we do.
Right.
You know.
And I think I'm convinced, you know, of course, you know, doing the show all the years with you and paying attention when you see people with glasses, you see them wearing them everywhere on their nose, you know, either up close or...
It drives me nuts, too, when you're talking to somebody and they're constantly pushing up their glasses.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, dude, if you just go to Stack Optical, you could wear those right, you know.
Yeah.
But you never know. Are they wearing them? That's just where they do. Or is it just because they didn't get a good fit and they don't know there's an answer?
Well, you know, it's like a lot of these opticals. You'll walk in and they'll say, well, go ahead and pick out your frame and we'll write it up. What? That's no better than the online situation.
Mm-hmm.
When you come to us, we want to be involved in that. We want to help you make that selection. You know, I try to carry frames in all price ranges. So, you know, if price is an issue, tell us.
Mm-hmm.
We'll work with that.
Right.
But we got to put you in a frame that's going to fit properly so you're not constantly pushing it up on your nose.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't read all few hundred of your great reviews, but and I didn't handpick these. I just picked the first couple. But, folks, this is what you get with Stack Optical. And here's a gentleman. If I could pronounce his last name, I would. And he put it online, so it's O'Day, I guess. And it's just a couple weeks ago. And he said, no wonder it has 5 stars. This gentleman, probably the owner of the store, he's awesome. I catch up. And I'm going to read this exactly as he wrote it. I catch him up, explain how he used to do glasses over 40 years ago. And Alan was telling me when he saw this, Alan was telling him all about how they did glasses 40 years ago. And a lady there always also helped in doing my glasses, and it was awesome as well. Thank you for a great experience. Ken said this, wow. You want great personal service for anything eyeglasses? This is the place. I had an eyeglass issue that needed a repair, swap out some lenses. Talk about personal service with a knowledgeable person willing to help. Mercedes was just top notch. This was my second time in needing something done, and the time prior I dealt with the owner. Just as amazing. Serious, you want fantastic personal service? Look the person in the eye helping you out. This is the place. Even bought a pen. The owner hand makes while I was waiting for my repair. But Alan, several things point out there. I think the big thing is, though, is one, just personal service and knowledge.
Right, right.
Can't beat them.
No, and that's, and you know, when I'm hiring people, that's what's so tough to mm-hmm. find. And it's tough to find good people.
Oh, absolutely, everywhere.
You know, but I do seem to find them, and they seem to be happy with it because this is a small family-run operation.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can give that personal touch, that personal service, and be able to take the time to visit with the client, right. Find out what they need, and take care of their problems.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. And you mentioned the frames being important, and I would assume that is too, because sometimes the lens that person may need may require even a certain type of frame, right?
Exactly. That's why we need to really discuss how you're going to be using them. What are you using them for? You know, is this a work pair of glasses? Is this sports glasses, driving, you know, an all-around type of progressive lens? You know, I can design a pair of glasses depending on your lifestyle.
Okay.
And the frame makes a big part of that. The lenses make a big part. And that's what we're there for, to put it all together.
Right. Now, for appointments, how's all that working today?
So we're still, you know, you can still walk in.
Okay.
But you want to check on the internet for our hours. You know, right now, this is probably going to change. But right now, we're open 9 to 1 on Mondays and 9 to 4:30 on Tuesdays. And then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 9 to 5:30. Saturday, 9 to 5. So we're still open 6 days a week.
Okay.
So we're staggering our hours just, you know, with the help situation.
Sure.
But hopefully that's going to be improving. We'll get some more hours in.
Right. The number you can call is 303-321-1578. Again, that's 303-321-1578. And hey, when you call, and you'll hear Alan on two of our shows, Sportsman of Colorado, which is on the weekend, as well as Haystack Help here during the week. Just let them know you heard them here on the show, and we'd appreciate that very much. And as I said, no better person to trust your eye care to than Alan. Gosh, I don't even know how many years Victoria and I have been going there, but for a long, long time. And he has taken great care of us and friends of ours, friends from our church, listeners from the show, hunting buddies, which we're going to talk about in a future segment. But, you know, Alan, there's something made for, I think so many times people think, well, I've got sunglasses, but man, the tint thing, and we'll have to get into that in the segment here, but the tint makes, and I didn't know that till you, all right, because
yeah.
I mean, I just always wore like an orange or yellow lens
right.
hunting or what,
right.
But man, to switch those out makes all the difference in your outdoor experience.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, no, I, in like brown versus gray, it still drives me nuts when I talk about this. You know, you're out on a golf course and you're playing with somebody wearing gray lenses and you're wearing brown. Mm. And they're the ones who are always looking for their ball, you know, because a gray darkens the shadows.
Well, it's easy to find yours. It's in the fairway. You know?
Yeah, right. No, mine's in the shadows a lot too. But a brown lens helps illuminate those shadows so you can see your ball in the shadows. The gray darkens it. Brown is so much better on the golf course.
Mm.
But their brown is used... Oh, it's great for hunting.
Yeah.
You know, I love that out hunting because that gives you that higher definition so you can see through those shadows and gives you a higher contrast.
Sure.
So you can tell the difference between that bush and a deer.
Yeah. You know, absolutely. And, you know, we're getting that time of year now where folks are on motorcycles and bikes and all that. And every once in a while, and it's, I'll admit, not often, But, man, I see people riding without any kind of eyewear protection, and they're riding on a road, and, man, something could fly up so easy, besides protecting your eyes in the sun. But, man, just from the damage that something could cause
and
flying
I have
up.
So many different types of eyewear for motorcycles. And, you know, those transition lenses, that's what I have on my – I have a scooter, not a motorcycle.
Oh, okay.
You know, my scooter still goes 60 miles an hour.
Wow. All
right. And so I've got a pair that – change color, so it's great. So if all of a sudden the sun goes down, they go clear, so I can get home. You know, but they get pretty dark.
Yeah,
for the sun. So that, you know, that's a good use for transition lenses.
We're gonna take a quick break, and we'll come back. We'll visit with Alan just a little bit more here. Once again, it is Stack Optical, your one-stop shop for all of your eyewear needs. Hey, eyeglasses, eye repair. They do contacts. They do eye exams. All you have to do is call for your appointment, 303-321-1578. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Hey, Dan, you know, our jobs are pretty different. I'm a baseball announcer, you're an attorney, and a talk show host.
Yeah, but we do have something in common.
Really? What's that?
Our favorite car dealer, Len Lyle Chevrolet.
Yeah, definitely not your typical dealership.
That's so true, Jack. No high-pressure sales tactics. They respect your time. And when you have two jobs, that's important.
You know, I'd recommend Len Lyle Chevrolet to anyone. And with their low overhead, that means
lower prices. Yeah, we really do have something in common.
Len Lyle Chevrolet. Go east and pay the least. Chevy, find new roads.
Spring means warmer weather, but it also means it's time to protect our pets from warm weather parasites, including fleas and ticks. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and being informed on what our pets need to stay healthy and happy this time of year, as well as all year long, is just one more reason why 20 years ago, our family chose Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center to take care of all of our pets' needs. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, the medical staff keeps us up to date on the status of our pets' health during their regular checkups. They also make sure we know how to help our pets stay healthy and remain healthy all throughout the year. With the arrival of spring, we know it's time to protect our dog, Gracie, from the fleas and ticks just waiting outside to hitch a ride on our sweet girl. And since we know that fleas and ticks can cause many problems for pets and for humans, making sure our pets are protected with a safe, effective flea and tick preventative is an important part of their care. Why not have Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center care for your special companion? It's the place where our pets go. Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center can be reached at 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. And you can also visit them online and read their latest blogs at LoneTreeVet.com.
You're listening to AM 560 KLZ, your home station.